Audio 268. 1. How is modern home design, both inside and outside appearance, in your country different to that of the past? Here in China, I don't think it's changed all that much. Certainly the inside. The outside has changed a little because there is definitely more color being used and there are more windows and glass being used so that the inside is brighter. But, like I said, in my opinion, the inside is still based on the designs from 20 or 30 years ago. 2. Is the material that furniture is made from today different to the material that was used in the past for furniture? I think in some cases the answer to this would be yes. There is a lot of concern about the environment these days, as well as a higher level of safety required in the case of fire and the like. This means that the materials are more likely to be environmentally friendly, and in the case of things like the cushions on sofa, more fire retardant. I think that's a good trend, and we should do all we can to help it along. 3. Do you think people's relationships with their neighbours today is the same as it was in the past? No, I don't think so at all. I think it's deteriorated considerably. I occasionally say hello to my neighbours and always smile if I see them, but I couldn't tell you what their names are. I think this rapid pace of life these days stops people from being as social as they once were, which is a shame. I know in my parents' hometown, when they were growing up, everyone knew everyone else. But that was a much smaller community at the time, and things were much slower then. 4. Do people today trust others as much as they used to in the past? If I'm truly honest, I would sadly have to say no to this question. I think that because a lot of people are in the rat race we call life, and they are trying to be better and earn more than their neighbours, they have lost some of the connections that they once had with each other, and the byproduct of that is trust. The other reason, I believe, is the wage gap. Some people earn a lot more than others these days, and the rich tend to be very protective of what they have and are afraid of losing it or it being stolen. 5. Do you think people are less willing to help others these days compared to the past? Why? Why not? That's an incredibly difficult question for me to answer. Even though I'm still a student and very young, I was always taught by my parents to help those in need. You hear of stories these days that older people who are very poor try to take advantage of the kindness of others. But I think that if you really are a kind and giving person, the few can't spoil it for the many, and that people should always try to help both their elders and their peers. 6. Do you think nowadays people need to be more intelligent than people in the past? In a word, yes. I think that with the advances in science, technology, and the general understanding of the world around us, we need to learn more information. For example, mathematics has developed considerably since Galileo, Isaac Newton, or even Einstein, and we need to learn about them as well as thinking about what can be added to the existing subjects. 7. Do people today still give the same kinds of gifts that people used to give many years ago? Well, it kind of depends on what you mean by many years ago. If we're talking about 200 or 300 years ago, then I would say most definitely. The technological toys that are so popular today didn't exist back then, so a lot of the guests were simpler and perhaps even more thoughtful. Toys for children, for example, might have been handmade by the person giving the gift rather than simply bought in a shop. 8. Compare people's reading habits or tastes today to those of the past. I think that the way people read today, and certainly what is used to read, is vastly different these days when compared to even as little as 10 or 20 years ago. I know I, as do a lot of my friends, use my mobile phone to read books or even the news, rather than borrowing the book from the library or buying it from a shop. Saying that, however, I think the when of reading hasn't changed that much. A lot of people still read in bed before they go to sleep, and others will still take a good book on a holiday with them. So that's still fairly similar. 9. Do you think people today are more aware of science than they used to be in the past? I think so, yes. My generation has grown up with technology all around us, and this enables us to know a lot more about the science that is being done today, even if we don't completely understand it. Take physics, for example, and more specifically, astrophysics. The changes between string theory and dark matter that then became dark energy is something I am aware of, even if I could not totally explain it to you. 10. Are there any differences between the people who were famous a few years ago and the people who are famous today? Yes, I think there are. These days, there are a lot more regular people who are becoming famous. With the introduction of things like Youku and YouTube, everyone is trying to get their 15 minutes of fame. I also think that with the scrutiny of social media, those people that are famous have a much larger responsibility to the public.